Soku izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Lami ngibonge uThanonoka Wande obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalivuka njani izulu kandaba olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlazi ku-10 zibandlela 2023 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kubotshwa obefuna ukuhambisa imithethwandaba udaba lokudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcwele yokuvota i-delimitation esithi ngoba amakhomishina e-ZEC awavumelananga lokudwetshwa okwenziwayo. UZulu usola ukuncitshwa ithuba lokusakaza kuFacebook ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcinisihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana.
Kungaba into enganceda or elungileyo kakhulu if i-government inyanisile ukubana icala leli is not political but kule cala letheswe uSikhala.
Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besemba imigodi ngokungekho emthethweni esabelweni seLimpopo.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngase South Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining.
Kambe umkhakha omutsha ogciwane le-coronavirus othiwa usabalala kalula ungabangela na ukuvalwa kwamazwe ngohlelo lwe-lockdown?
Yes, besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ubemningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinyanga phezu kwayo futhi ukuphila kuyaba lukhuni kakhulu.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Obefuna ukuhambisa imthethwandaba udaba lokuphikisa ukudwetshwa kutsha kwemingcele yokuvota i-delimitation uMnumzana Tonderai Chidawa ubikwa ebotshiwe izolo. UChidawa uthi ngenjongo njengoba amakhomishina e-ZEC ayisikhombisa engasayinanga ugwalo lwe-delimitation evumelana lomgcini sihlalo unkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba kumele lolu hlelo lungamukelwa. UChidawa wethule umlayezo we-WhatsApp ngesonto esithi kulabantu abamlandelayo abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngama-CIO. Ibandla le-ZANU-PF kucho iphephandaba lobulembu elezim live igqwetha likaChidawu uMnumzana Love Mo Maduku uthi ubotshwe izolo ekuseni. Leli phephandaba lithi ama CIO abikwa esebenzisane lamapolisa kwele South Africa ekulondeni omunye njalo umlandeli webandla leZANU PF eJohannesburg uMnumzana Max Mapungu kodwa abamtholanga. UMapungu nguye owafaka isicelo emthethwandaba nyakenye esokuthi umkhokheli wabehluli uChief Justice Luke Malaba engazaxotshwa umsebenzi lanxa esenelise iminyaka yokuthi ayephumula. Lokhu sikudaba olufanayo uZulu usola ukuncitshwa ithuba lokusakaza ukuthethwa kwecala likamsekeli kamgcinisihlalo webandla le-CCC uMnumzana Job Sikhala enkundleni zokuxhumana. USikhala wetheswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela wafaka isicelo lesi emthethwandaba ngeviki edluleyo esithi abantu besigaba sakhe abangenelisi ukuza emthethwandaba kunye labahlala phandle kwelizwe bayafuna ukubona ukuthi leli cala lithoniswa njani. USikhala obengekho emthethwandaba ngoba ubikwa egula umkhuhlane ucatshangelwa ukuthi ungaba imvukuzane ubengekho emthethwandaba. Nxa kungela akufihlayo uhulumende engaba evimbelani ukuthathwa kwemfanekiso yevidiyo eyemthethwandaba. Lo ngumbuzo esuqondise kungcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe uMnumzana Dan Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami isicelo sika Job Scholar uba icala lakhe malithoniswa enkantolo li broadcast livele kuba ebantwini jikelele bekungaba into engancetha oyelungileyo kakhulu if igovernment inyanisile kubana icala leli is not political but kulecala letheswe uScholar and therefore if bebengayiveza abantu abanengi bebezo understand into ekhulunywa nguhulumende ukuthi icala leli alikho political and so if bebe serious nakho ngabe bavumile. On the other hand naye uScholar I think yena ufuna nje unless makuthi ama arguments ayenziwa ngamaloya akhe atshengisa ukubana li political then la ubezosizakala lapho kodwa angeke sazi ke ukuthi njengoba uhulumende eyalile ukubroadcaster ukuthethwa kwecala leli ngeke sazi ukuthi i-outcome yakhona ibizo kanjani but ngombono wami ibizoxazulula into eziningi on both sides since i-government isithi yona icala leli alikho political and uScholar yena lamagqwetha akhe esithi li-political
khona ukuthi wonke amacala ayabe ethethwa engaphiwa ithuba elifanayo lokuthi intatheli zindaba zingene labo mabona kude ukwenzela ukuthi kuphume ebulenjini ubona kungaba into engaba efanele na ukuthi yenzakale elizweni
mina ngiyakholelwa ukuthi i-transparency iqhakathekile kakhulu especially kwelakithi eleZimbabwe ngoba esikhathini esiningi abantu bathi amajaji ngabantu abangelaqiniso engingathi aba one side aba biased to iZANU PF lohulumende so ma kungenzeka ukuthi intatheli zindaba zivunyelwe lokuthi amacala la abonwe ngabantu bonke then I think kuzoba le transparency kube clear ukuthi ama judgment ayenziwa ngama judge lawa awekho partisan ukushuthi ngezinye indlela balandela umthetho hayi izifiso ze-party ebusayo ngaleso sikhathi njengamanje singathi iZANU PF ngoba abantu abaningi bathi amajaji are captured yiZANU PF so I think ma bengavumela ukuthi amacala depending I guess ngokuthi icala lakhona lile interest enganani esizweni I think kungaba yinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi kube le transparency enjalo.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Dan Moyo ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseVirginia ngapha kweMelika. Abavela eZimbabwe abahlala eSouth Africa bathi kuyadanisa ukubhubha kwabanye babo abane ngolwesihlanu abakade besebenza ukwemba imigodi esigabeni seLimpopo kulelo lizwe ngokungekho emthethweni. Amapholisa eSouth Africa abikwa esithi abanye abafele kungozi efanayo ngabathathu abavela eMozambique kanye loyedwa owelizweni labo ngemva kokuba umgodi abakade besebenza kuwo ubadilikele kulandela ukuna kwezulu eliningi ngolwesihlanu olwedluleyo. Umnumzana Butholezwe Nyathi ongumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa uxoxa losithandekile emhlanga weStudio 7 ngalolu daba kanye lesimo sabanye abasebenza ngokungekho emthethweni kwele South Africa.
Inkinga enkulu kakhulu sisilapha ngase South Africa ukuthi abantu bafa insuku zonke illegal mining kube sokusipa khona abantu bafa ezingozini ezifana lokuthi abantu bayabulalana abantu batholakala befile kugcine kungasaziwa kuhle kahle laba bantu bakuhi thina esikutshela abantu siyinhlanganiso ukuthi uyazi kulusizi kakhulu ngoba izihlobo ziyobe zicabanga ukuthi umuntu usaphila eSouth Africa kanti umuntu sowafa angcwatshwa kuthuna elingaziwa ngumuntu ngisho nasezibhedlela uthola ukuthi umuntu maye ngatshona bengakwazi ukuthi izihlobo zakhe zikuphi bamthatha bemngcwabe bemenze lokho kubizwa ukuthi yi-purpose burial. So siyinhlanganiso sihlala sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi kubalulekileke ukuthi sibambane sisebenze ndawonye sazane sikhone njalo ukuthi ma kusenzeka ukuthi umuntu usuke watshona lapha engela izihlobo zakhe sibe nendlela zokuthi sazise izihlobo zakhe siphinde sihlanganise amakhanda nezandla sikhone ukuthi sithumele umzimba ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi izihlobo zithole ukuthula.
Sesikhangela lezinye nje izisebenzi jikelele impilo isinjani ngoba sibona ukuthi incwadi lezo ezibanika imvume yokuthi basebenze ngokusemthethweni kwele South Africa ezama permits seziza kuma ukusebenza.
Indaba zamaphepha sizibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba into enziwe yiSouth Africa ukuthi yenza ukuthi abantu abalegal nabantu abaillegal bekhona ukuthi beqondise izinto zabo belungise bethola amaphepha. Manje seyiphinda yibisela abantu kulokho esikubiza sithi kuba illegal ukungabi semthethweni. Into nje nathi sizwisa ubuhlungu izinhlanganiso ngoba sasikhona ngo-2009 ma kunegotiatelwa la ma-permits ma eqala ngo-2010 sasikhona sincedisa abantu ukuthi bekhone ukuthi be-apply lelawo ma-permit nalapho erenewa ngo-2014 nango-2017 sikhona abantu ezasibancedisa bakhona ku-database yethu. Kodwa thina siyinhlanganiso ngomnyaka opheleleyo ngeyi-10 zika-November sayenza i-conference lapho sasi-invite khona u-acting Deputy Director General we Home Affairs or in charge of immigration national la South Africa weza. Unfortunately akazange wasakhuluma ngoba wathi le ndaba ise court kodwa into eyayisilethe kakhulu ukuthi sibazise ukuthi thina siya understand ukuthi i South Africa seyifike ku stage yokuthi ithona ayisoze iphinde renewal ama permits ngakho besicela ukuthi besinikeze ithuba lokuthi siziqoqe senze lokho esikubiza as voluntary repatriation lapho abantu abazikhethela khona ukuthi bona abafuna ukuthi bebotshwe lapha beyenze lokho okuthiwa i-deportation ngoba esikubonayo ukuthi amapolisa ayalungiselela siyabona bahamba ne-Home Affairs bahamba ne-traffic lawo esiwabiza sithi ngama-metro bahamba i-SAPS bayabopha abantu noma nje kungakabi clear ukuthi mabe babopha babasa kuphi kodwa abantu bayabotshwa bayenza le ama-roadblocks akubizwa ukuthiwe ukayimulawo abantu abaningi bayabotshwa kakhulu lapho. So siyakhuthaza kakhulu ke ukuthi abantu bezame ukuthi sihlanganise amakhanda sibone ukuthi singenza kanjani ukuthi singagcini sesidiphothwa umuntu echiye property yakhe echiye izihlobo zakhe echiye abantwana abanye bayabotshwa bengomama bechiye abantwana ezindlini. So it would be something that is not favorable for people ukuthi begcine sebebotshwa estrateni. Kufanele ukuthi abantu bethi bebe proactive bekhona ukuthi belungiselele before isikhathi lezo sifika.
Hello ke ngumnumzana Butho Lezwe Nyathi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Migrant Workers Association in South Africa obeqoqa ecingweni losithandekile emhlanga we-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg. Imbiko ethi uhlobo olutsha olwe coronavirus oluthiwa yi-XBB 1.5 lumemetheka ngesiqubo esikhulu okwedlula imikhakha yonke yaleli gciwane esike yabonakala usuthiye uzulu ethukile esesabela ukuvalwa kwamabhizimusi okungachabalalisa imisebenzi lenhlelo zokuziphilisa. Okuningi asikuzweni kuThuso Khumalo esiphalo ludaba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa lapho osokutholakale khona umkhakha lo omutsha owe-coronavirus.
Ngokutsho kombiko owethulwe kukhasi le-Twitter inhloko yenhlanganiso ye-Stellenbosch University Network for Genomic Surveillance in South Africa, umnumzana Tulio D. Oliveira, i-XBB.1.5 variant ememetheka okwelangabi isingenile eMzansi. Umnumzana Oliveira uthe itholakala egazini abalihlole mhlaka 27 Mpalakazi. Ngokutsho kwenhlanganiso ezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele e-World Health Organization, i-XXB B.1.5 luhlobo lo COVID-19 olumemetheka okwedlule yonke imihlobo esike yaba khona. Okwakhathesi akwabi khona umehluko omkhulu osuthe wabonakala phakathi kwemikhuhlane lezimva ezibangelwa yi-XBB.1.5 xa uqathaniswa lezinye ezibe khona. Lesi simemezelo sesichiye ukukhathazeka kuningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa abasanda kubuyela emisebenzini bevele ekhaya lapho abadle khona ikhisimusi lomnyaka omutsha lesihlobo labangane. Isizalo seZimbabwe umnumzana Jonathan Mbezi uthi besabela ukuthi nxa kungabuye kuvalwe uhamba lamabhizimusi imisetshenzana asebeselelayo izaphela du.
Kuzoba nzima ebantwini ngoba sibe sesingani sibangconywana sehluma kancane imisebenzi ungathi besingani yavule eminye kodwa masokunje sokuzoyenza again ukuthi abantu sibe ne kube nalezi zinto zokuthi emini imisebenzi kuyavalwa kwenzwani abantu simisa imisebenzi.
Le yinto egcizelelwa ngesinye isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Khuleka Ntube.
Kuyethusa kakhulu lokho esikuzwayo ngoba yes besidlulile ngesikhathi but ngokuphila besingakadluli ngoba umonakalo ube mningi kakhulu odaleke ngale COVID edlulile. So kulokhu nxa kusabuya eyinyanga phezukwayo futhi ukuphila kuyaba lukhune kakhulu ngoba amakhampani amaningi avalile ngalo mkhuhlane oqala imisebenzi eminingi yabaphelela abantu. So makusiza okunye okungaphezu kwalokho kusho ukuthi idamage yakho liba nkulu kakhulu.
Abanye bathi njengoba iningi labeZimbabwe kungabantu abasebenzayo ikakhulu abathengisa ezidaladeni lemisikeni bangathola amagabha avuzayo nxa kungethulwa imigoqo eyabakhona ngo-2020. Kusenjalo ugatsha lwezempilakahle kule South Africa selugxwayise abangakahlaba amajekiseni okuvikela ikorona ukuthi benze njalo ngesikhathi kusadingisiswa uningi ngegciwane le-XBB.1.5. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-South African Medical Association uDokotela Mvuyisi Mzukwa uthi okwakhathesi akukho okufuze kwethuse umphakathi ngalolu hlobo lwe-COVID-19.
We just have to be cautious as far as we know.
Esingakwenza kuphela ukuthi siqaphele sizivikele ngoba uzolwazi baphakathi kokucwaninga ngaleli gciwane. Okuthebisayo ukuthi alikabi nembali yokulalisa abantu abaningi ezibhedlela.
Ngesikhathi kuhlasela i-coronavirus ngo-2020, iningi lezalwane zeZimbabwe abasebenza endaweni zokudlela, ezokwakha nokuthengisa ezitaladeni balahlekelwa imisebenzi njengoba konke kwavalwa impilo yama khwimelele. Kodwa-ke kusukela kwesulwe yonke imigoqo yokwenqabela i-coronavirus ekuqaleni komnyaka opheleleyo, iningi lemisebenzi ibisihlumile njalo. Okwakhathesi i-XBB.1.5 isitholakala emazweni angamachumi amabili lasichakalombili 28. Ministry of 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso Khumalo.
Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba achiyeneyo. Iphephandaba leHerald lilodaba lokuthi umholi wabehluli uChief Justice Malaba usekhuze amagqwetha ukuthi angalobi enkundleni zokuxhumana esola izinqumo eziyabe zithethwe imthethwandaba. Iphephandaba leChronicle lilodaba lokuthi abachayeli bakobulawayo bakhonona ngokungagecwa kotshani osebusenza kube yingozi ukuchayela izimota ngoba bevinjwa lutshani osebubude kakhulu. Okwamanje sengilichiya ezandleni zenu lina balaleli bethu kumbiko elisithumele ngeWhatsApp.
Sanibonani, sanibonani bantu bakaStudio 7. Ayi ngikhuluma noMzingayo okhuluma useJoburg. Ongani nami ngazizwa ngikhuluma ngapha ngase Voice of America. So into engichaza engifuna ukuyisho okokuqala, ngifuna ukuthi ayi siyabonga emarapi ngokusidudulela bonke amateacher sesishona amamisa sesishona. Sibonge lokwabo mdende yonke emarapi. Mina tengwesi ngishilo into zesisisi namhlanje ngisengahala ngibona i-MRP idudula. Ayikho iphathi esike yakwenza konke lokho. I-MRP abantu basezibethe i-MRP, MRP, MRP, hayi cha. I-MRP ikhulunywa liyathanda lithanda lizogcina liyimamela. Yabona ngento yabo nxa beyenza bazimisele. So bafethu asekeleni ukwesihlukumeza abadala bethu emoyeni, especially le ntanga le encane le kakhulu yiyo egcwele kubosisisi. Abadala bethu sasibona kuma-social media bekhuluma ngokuthi bahlukumezeka kanjani esikhathi segugurawuni. gina siyabona kala sata lele namhlanje sandile indoda sesishoneni bafuthi into zabo uchamisa uchamisa ubaba babo ngathola leso skathi bona ababulali abadala bethu hayi cha bafuthi asizinike namakhwapa okani namapolisa namanensi ngachithwa nje uyinto nje engumuntu wasesishoneni ngapha esebele imqotho emdende nje ishone khona lethathwa ngokwakhe hayi ngiyaxolisa abantu besisi hayi baba hayi mina ngisuka ngapho mina ngilindebese so ngishiya khona lapha ngisafuna ukukhuluma kakhulu bye
bonani ku studio 7 linjani lonke ngiyalibingelela libingelelwa ngunyathi indoda yamadoda ngilapha eGwanda mina ngithanda ukuphawula ngendaba le yokushawa kwamalunga wethu lapha e-CCC ngapho endaweni lapha chawe khona ilezi imgulukudi ezana izana PF vela ngeke iphinde ukustophe lokho ukuchaya ngoba they discovered ukuthi thina njengabantu abashayiwayo opposition singamagwala uma sishawa sishawa ngabantu abangu 3 siyabaleka siyi 50 sishawa ngamapolisa ayi 5 siyabaleka siyi 100 so they discovered the weakness yethu so they will count on that until beze bebona ukuthi no basisuthisile induku sibili so nyalicela abantu angikhuthazi iviolence kodwa nyakhuthaza abantu bonke abe opposition ukuthi if umuntu wezano esiqala singabaleki let's fight back ngoba lempi asompi encane asompi ongayithathela phansi uphume ngesiqhubu baleke uthiye osoweni bebulawa ngemuva labo hamba labo hayi asimeni njengamadoda ikakhulu amadoda asiprotecte nomama asiprotecte nomama ugogo bethu bechawa izano yabonga
sabonani bantu baku studio 7 lo khuluma yong anakondani khuluma ngise South Africa Johannesburg ngifuna ukuxwayisa abantu bakomthwakazi abagijima ngamaparty MDCT ezano PF ACCC bantu bakomthwakazi nonke bantu bakomthwakazi akula shona elingavotela indebele bantu bakomthwakazi vulani amehlo livule ingqondo akula shona elingavotela iparty esemathebeleleni kodwa lina ligijima phansi phezulu lize ninqamuke izinyawo lisithi umfana kangene izano PF pambili iMDCT pambili kanti langenwa yini bantu bakomthwakazi lina eselithengisa isizwe sakomthwakazi ligijima nge-CCC ligijima nge-MDCT ligijima ngezano PF kwehlula abelungu abelungu abangeke beze bevotele iparty engasiyo umuntu omhlophe bazovotela iparty yabo eyomlungu kodwa thina sigijima ngamaparty ePumalanga sisithi sifuna ukubavotela kanti lingenwe yini kanti owaliloyayo umbani kanti bantu bakomthwakazi nonke eligijima lisiya emaphathini emashoneni ngubani owaliloyayo ongasekho emhlabeni ingabe ukhona ingabe uyalizwela kumbe yikudla kumbe imali kumbe kufuna ukuthandwa angazi ukuthi lingenwe yini ayisono ngabantu bakomthwakazi abagijima emaphathini vulani indlela
njani studio 7 yaphila ayi nathi siyaphila nami ngithange ngibeke umbono la studio 7 ngiyadlalela kakhulu inews zakho studio 7 hayi ziyezwakala ngibe sengibe ngixekela ingxaka khona ngoba le nto esikukhulunywa ngumalaba kubukeka into eyenziwa izano PF abesegxeka amaqembu aphikisayo ekubeni yona le nto eyenziwa izano PF kuthi amaqembu aphikisayo wayenza udlame kanti kubeni lwenziwa izano PF akafuni ukusho ngoba vele kwayena vele naye uma nezano so ingakho ngithi mina hayi yabona ke laba bathi futhi balwa ne-corruption uhulumende alwe ne-corruption umuphi uhulumende umelane nayiphi i-corruption ngoba i-corruption yenziwa uye lo hulumende uye oyenza i-corruption lo hulumende osi-ophethe manje uma bethi bona kumele balwe ne-corruption basuke bekhomba bani ukuthi umuphi uhulumende umelane nayiphi i-corruption ngoba uhulumende uye oyenzayo le-corruption isemthethweni futhi ngiyayizana PF le-corruption bahlukane abantu nokuqondisa kufanele baqondise ulimi lokuthi umuphi uhulumende kumele alwe ne-corruption ngoba i-corruption yenziwa izano PF ugovernment lophethe amapolisa ngawakhe amasosha ngawakhe iy'nkantolo ngezakhe amajele ngawakhe konke ngokwakhe akafuni ukuphikiswa ubambe ngazo zonke manje ubazothi corruption i-country bulawa i-corruption i-country bulawa umbuso lophete lo ophete manje ngakhishwa lo umbuso ophete manje yiko la ngathi ukukhishwa ni-corruption fanele abantu bayeke nje ukukhuluma into engazwakali bakhuluma ulimi oqondile
Studio 7 Studio 7 sorbonani linjani linjani kuzindawo zonke nokubona umhlaba athi siyaphila sicela silazi badala siyacela ukuthi sike liswe laba bantu bakithi simpinda kogawo obaba ogawulo nje hayi sisikhathele sisikhathele ngabo ukuthi bebekhuluma amanga bebekhuluma amanga ewumuntu omdala amanga asuke emsendawo engavikile amashona ayamusha sesimoshele into eziningi akwameni yezi evotelwa engasenzeki lutho kwameni yezi kwameni yezi engajabuliswa yichange leyo abamnikeza yona engajabuliswa yichange leyo abamnikeza lethina singabantu besintu esimoshakalela asiyithandileyo babagawule siqeda uzame ukuthi uzame ukuzinika amakhwapha umuntu omdala ukhulile kakhulu nasibancane kulawo cela ukuthi lokhu okuthiwe kukhulumayo hhayi asikuthandi thina cetha ukuzame ukuzilungisisa ekuphileni ujabuliswa yini usibona uma ubona abantu bemadebheneni behlupheka ujabuliswa yini into ekujabulisayo wena kahle kahle uwumuntu omdala ungawujabuliswa yini uma abantu bemadebheneni bebulawa ujabuliswa yini wena uwumuntu omdala ongako yini into ekujabulisayo utholani yikho lokho utholani wena wedwa ukwazi lokhu ukutholani uwumuntu omdala ongako hhayi babagawuli cela ukuthi usibone lathi singabantu lathi njengako ya ubheke ukuthi singabantu njengako ingakusapoti into embi imbi
lawo ke bekungamazwi enu lina balaleli bethu elisithumele ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Kwezemelika, uMongameli Joe Biden usesole ukungenwa ngamandla okwenziwe edalele Supreme Court lezinye izakhiwo zakwele Brazil ngabasekeli bakalowo owayeke waba ngumongameli walelo lizwe uMnumzana Jair Bolsonaro besithi bekulokuqilibezela kukhetho. UBiden uthi kumele kulandelwe umthetho. Uwanqoba kulolu khetho uMnumzana Lula da Silva ugcotshwe ngeviki edluleyo. Ingcwethi kwezombusazwe zithi okwenzakale eBrazil kufana xathu lokwenzakala kwele Melika nyakenye abalandeli bakamnumzana Donald Trump baze bangene ngenkani esigodlweni seCapitol Hill. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele olandela izombusazwe weMelika umnumzana Tim Muringai.
Into eyenzekaleyo eBrazil lapha lathi siyayisola ngoba ma abantu bevota bavotela umuntu abamthandayo and ma iyimajority kungela ukuqilana kungela ama-complaints amaningi during the ballot counting lani kumele abantu babe loku-accept the results even iqembu lakho lingadliwa. Kufanana le mpilo zethu every day, asinqobi every day in everything that we are doing. Sometimes we win, sometimes siyadliwa. So hayi, ngisho abantu baka Bolsonaro odliweyo akade sebe bangumsindo babe lodlame khona ngale Brazil. Hayi, sithi hayi abayehlisa umoya. I-election siyaphela kathesi sokumele balandele i-constitution yabo ye-Brazil. Babe lo mongameli wabo olula lo winileyo for the next 4 or 5 years. So khonapho sithi hayi abantu be-Brazil abayehlisa umoya. Then umongameli uBiden usole khonokho ukuthi abantu bangadliwa sokufuna udlakema. Hayi, asifuni khonokho anywhere in the world. Kule mthetho emele ilandelwe lapho esihlala khona, lapho esisebenza khona, lezi ndlu zethu obaba lo mama babe lo mthetho ukuthi vele ma lokho kungavunyezwa then we follow that. Okwakathesi lokho esikubonayo hayi lathi siyathi abayeke leyo behavior.
Nxa ukhangele umongameli Joe Biden wenelisa na ukwenza lokho okuthiwa yi-foreign policy ubudlelwano lamanye amazwe, uyakwenelisa yini nxa umkhangele uBiden?
Mbona i-foreign policy kamongameli welizwe uBiden ukuthi yela uyazama ngoba engena e-ofisini for the first 2 years kwakule nkinga ze COVID le infrastructure development ya America. So khonoko kwakuthatha isikhathi esiningi ukuthi alungise ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi laphana sabhujelwa ngabantu abayi over 300,000 eAmerica ngendaba ze COVID. So khonoko kwakuqakathekile lokuthi abantu bebe lokuhlala kahle lama ama izimali babezinikwa ukuthi laba kwanti kuthenga ukudla ngoba sasikwazi ukuthi izinto zonke zazivaliwe ngaleso sikhathi.
Siyabonga mnumzana Tim Muringai ngolandela ke ezombusazo wele Melika ubexoxa ecingweni le Studio 7 ese Ohio ngapha kwele Melika. Esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje, igama lami ngu Chris Gande, ngisithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye kumbe ngo half past 7 ntambama.